16 Houston. Talk to the suit people, and I don't want you using the pliers on the zippers.
I just used it to better get a better grip with, not to pull a zipper, just to pull with.
The concern is over side loads, John. They're afraid for to use the pliers.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 81 hours, 30 minutes.
We'd like to talk to you a minute about this docking latch, if you're free.
Go ahead.
Okay, we got a real long procedure here. I don't think you need to copy it all down. Let me just read it through to you once and kind of maybe discuss it as we go. What we want to do is kind of get a look at the thing tomorrow and see what the condition of it is. After you disconnect the limb umbilical, we'd like for you to open the orange limb umbilical connector cover and inspect the roller paw. The roller paw, we hope, is engaged in the detent, but we'd like to find out if it's in the detent or is it free or sticking up, and you can do that by looking in the side of the latch after you remove that umbilical connector cover. Is any question on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure I know what you're looking for.
Okay, when you look in the side there...
I'm not at all sure what the roller paw is.
Okay, the roller paw is on the far left side of the latch, behind and above the auxiliary release button. And it can be identified by the roller on the tip of the paw. The paw is just a little arm that sticks out, and it's got a little roller right on the end of it that rides on the cam that has these detents in it.
Okay. You want to do this before we unlock it?
That's affirmative. And it best be done tomorrow after, before you get your helmet and gloves on, of course. Just take a look at it while they're bringing the limb up. And if you find, after we get the condition of that, if the roller's down in the detent like we suspect it is, when you remove the yellow probe umbilical cover on the right side of the latch, we'd like for you to look in the right side in there and at the bungee bell crank mechanism and see if there's any foreign object damage or anything wedged up in there.
When you say remove the cover, you mean physically remove it from the spacecraft or just open it up and look underneath it?
Just open it up and look under there, Ken. And this is mainly, these two steps are just an inspection. We'd just like to verify the condition of the roller paw and also the bell crank mechanism on the other side. It has nothing to do with the latch, but at least give us an idea of what's wrong inside, if there is anything. It's not going to help you in any way prepare for unlocking it. To unlock it after you've looked at these two things, we'd like to know if the latch handle requires force to cock the latch on the first stroke and the second stroke if required. In other words, if the handle comes away real easy, as you recall, then the thing is already cocked. More likely it's going to take some force. And we'd like to verify how this works. And it should require force, pull it down, and then we want to see that the hook comes out to inboard approximately 16 degrees. If the hook doesn't come out, then all you got to do is pull down on the handle to the full cock position and hold it, and then just reach up and grab the hook and pull it inboard about 16 degrees, and the hook should stay there. And then you just proceed with normal undocking.
Okay, so the kind of things you want me to look for are information only. Is that affirmative?
Right. It would help the guys down here to try to understand what really happened to the latch. We kind of suspect it only got one cock. But if you look in there and look for the roller pawl on the left side and look at the bell crank on the right side, at least that will tell us there's nothing jamming it and that the roller pawl is in the right direction, right place. Operationally, though, to prepare for undocking, what it really amounts to, you just use a normal procedure. You pull the latch handle down and cock it if necessary, and if the hook doesn't come back, just hold the latch handle all the way down to the full cock position and pull the hook back.
Okay, I just wanted to keep in mind what it was I needed if the time gets crowded.
Roger. The only thing is, if there's any question on cock, the only thing you got to do there is just pull it down and get the hook out of the way. Do you have any questions on any of that?
Hank, we just came over.
Not right now. Maybe when I get in and look at it, I'll call and ask you for some clarification or something tomorrow, but I think I know what you mean.
Okay.
Hank, as we came up towards the landing site, in that terrain, the general terrain to the east of it, appears to me to be frothy, acicular looking type terrain, real craggy looking at this scale. Over.
Roger, we copy, Charlie.
I'd say that was the Descartes has that appearance to it to me.
Roger.
And do you have this limb DAP load for us and TEIs?
Roger, we're working on those pads now. Charlie, we'd like to get a Bat B charge going.
Okay, Bat B charge going on. Bat B is charging.
Sixteen Houston, I have your TEI 12-19 block data.
Okay, stand by. Go ahead.
Okay, TEI 12, SPS, GNN. 39817, plus 061, plus 119er. 097. 45. 5309er. Plus 31632. Plus 10403. Minus 02346. 181. 080. 020. Rest of the pad is NA. The set stars are the same as for DOI. I won't repeat unless you want. Ullage, two jets, 17 seconds. Other remarks, burn undocked. Assumes no circ. Longitude moon at TIG, minus 171.47. Landing site rest map.
Roger, TEI-12, SPSGN in 39er 817 plus 061 plus 119er 097455309er plus 31632 plus 10403 minus 02346 181-080-020 NA, Sirius and Rigel, and information same as DOI, two jets 17 seconds, burn undocked, assumes no circ. Longitude of moon at TIG, minus 171.47, landing site rest mat.
Good read back, and are you ready for TEI 19?
You speak.
Roger, TEI 19er, SPS GNN, 39445, plus 061 plus 115 111 31 49er 81 plus 29er 09er 4 plus 07853 minus 02240 181 100 017. Set stars same as DOI. Two jets, 17 seconds. Other, burn undocked. Assumes circ. Lambda moon at TIG, minus 16009er, in the pad. If you'll give us accept, we're ready to uplink.
Rod, you have it. And read back TEI-19, SPSGN in 39er 445 plus 061 plus 115 111 3149er 81 plus 29er 09er 4 plus 07853 minus 02240 181 100 017. Sirius and Rigel, two jets 17 seconds, burn on dock, assume circ, lambda at TIG minus 16609er.
That was 16009er.
Raj.
Henry, can I assume that the mission timer is in sufficient sync and that we don't need to do any updates there and that the rest mat is good as is.
That's affirmative.
Thank you, sir.
Have you got the limb DAP stuff, Hank?
Roger, we got it, and we're uplinking now, and we're also loading your EMP 509, and I have your DAP if you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Correction on that, it's not 509, it's a jet monitor. Okay, limb DAP. Limb weight, 36673. CSM weight, 39er. 329er. Checklist, dips, gimbal trims are good. No trim required.
Roger, reading 36673, 39er, 329er, and the gimbals are good as is.
It's a good readback, Charlie. I have a change to your limb timeline book on page one.
Standby. Is it the timeline or activation?
A timeline book. It's a change to your undocking attitude, Charlie. It says timeline book.
Okay, I just had to get it out. Go ahead, page one.
Okay, change undocking attitude to 0284064. The reason for this is because of the docking index.
Right, 0284. Right, 0284064.
Roger, that's because of your docking index angle of minus 3.5 degrees.
Copy.
And I have some flight plan changes for you. Apollo 16 Houston, we'd like to verify the position of the O2 tank 50 watt heaters on panel 226.
They're open.
Roger, copy, they're open. Charlie, you ready to copy the flight plan changes?
What kind of flight plan, limb or CSM type?
Roger, they're CSM. If you want to get them, Ken, they're for the Mars activities.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, the first one is at 9634.
Go ahead.
Okay, there's a VERB 48 there. Change R1 to read 10102.
Okay, 10102 for VERB 48R1 at 9634.
That's correct. At 9639, write in load EMP 509, leave on through gimbal drive check for CERC.
Okay, at 39, load 509 and leave through CERC gimbal drive check.
That's correct. The next change is at 9715.
Go.
Delete the VERB 48.
Okay, deleted the VERB 48. At 9715, and that's because we'd already set it. Affirmative?
That's affirmative. And that also prevents you from activating that Saturn DAP. Okay, at 9744, right prior to the VERB 49 maneuver there, put in load DAP, VERB 48, 10101 X1111.
Okay, you want to load VERB 48 10101 and X1111 after the CERC burn and ahead of the VERB 49 maneuver.
That's affirmative. And Ken, the computer is yours. The e-memory program's loaded.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, the next change is at 9832. Prior to the comm check there, put load EMP 509.
Okay,
prior to comm check, load 509.
Roger, and down about 9844, after POO, add terminate EMP 509 after the P24 is complete.
Okay, I'll terminate 509. Between POO and loading VERB 48.
Roger. The next change is at 100 hours, 32 minutes. Load EMP 509.
Okay, at about 132, load 509.
Roger, and about 143. Terminate EMP 509 after P24 complete.
Okay, we'll terminate 509 after P24.
Okay, Ken, that's it on the flight plan changes. I hate to bring this up again, but they've got a change here for your SPS burn cue card.
All right. What might that be?
Well, we had this starting this thing 20 minutes early before so that we could help you prior to LOS. And we're convinced that you don't really need that much time, and what we think you ought to do is get the gimbal drive test started. You know, the main bus is on about 8 minutes early rather than 6 minutes, so the change is to where we had you 40 minutes or minus 20 minutes is to change that to 52 and minus 8.
Okay. Do I dare use my ink pen this time?
I hope it's good for the rest of the birds now. If we change that to 52 minutes and minus 8 minutes.
Okay. That's no sweat. Thank you.
Okay, and the next one will become 41 minutes and minus, 53 minutes and minus 7.
Okay, 53 and minus 7, and 52 and minus 8.
Okay, now, earlier we had deleted that tape recorder high bit rate line there and added it back on the back page, and I guess now we need to move it back.
Okay, would you settle for minus 8 so I just leave it where it is?
Roger, that's good enough. Just do it there and delete it from the back side of the card.
Okay, we'll do that. Are we going to end up with temperatures that are low enough, or would you like for me to manually set this 10-pin valve to a little lower temperature?
Are you talking about the oxidizer pressure, Ken?
No, sir, the manual 10-pin in the glycol loop.
Oh, that Ecom Advisor, that looks pretty good now.
Okay, is it going to get too cold on the dark side?
Stand by a minute. Ken, Ecom says that the present setting should keep you in good shape.
I guess I would like to run a cooler to get the cockpit a little cooler if that isn't going to cause any other problems.
Stand by a minute, Ken. Casper, Houston, we'd like to get the pan camera turned off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You just want to take turn the power off, huh?
Roger, we were trying to look at run it, but we got pretty high loads on the spacecraft now, and we're getting close to LOS, and there's not going to be time enough to exercise it.
Okay, we'll just turn it off then. Okay, Hank, we've got the pan camera power off.
Roger, Ken, and did you happen to notice the retract time on the mapping camera?
Yes, sir, I meant to get that in. I thought it was excessive. In fact, I thought it may be stuck. It was about 3 minutes.
Roger, we copy.
Hank, I got some film status to give you if you're ready for that.
Stand by. Go ahead.
Say again.
I'm ready to copy, Ken.
Okay. And magazine Victor, we're up to frame number 8. Sierra, frame number 13. Tango, 04. November, 36.
Roger, copy. Victor 8, Sierra, 13. Tango, 04. November, 36.
That's correct, sir.